Krishna Book Canto 9, Mathura, Chapter 40, Scene 5, Sudama, the Flowers. After dressing nicely, Krishna and Balaram went to a florist of the name Sudama. As soon as they reached the precinct of his house, the florist immediately came out and with great devotion fell down on his face to offer his respectful obeisances. Sudama offered a nice seat to Krishna and Balaram and then asked his assistant to bring out flowers and to bring betel nuts which were smeared with the pulp of chandan. The florist welcomed greatly satisfied Lord Krishna. The florist then very humbly and submissively offered his prayers to Lord Krishna. My dear Lord Krishna, because you have come to my place, I think that all my forefathers and all my worshipable superiors are pleased and now delivered. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the supreme cause of all causes of this cosmic manifestation. But for the benefit of the residents of this earthly planet, you have now appeared with your plenary portion just to give protection to your devotees and annihilate the demons. You are equally disposed as the friend of all living entities. You are the super soul, and you do not discriminate between friend and enemy. And yet, you are pleased to give your devotees the special result of their devotional activities. My Lord, I am praying that you please tell me whatever you wish me to do, because I am your eternal servant. So if you will allow me to do something, it will be a great favor to me. Sudama, the florist, was greatly pleased within his heart just by seeing Krishna and Balaram in his place. And thus, as his choicest desire, Sudama made two exquisite garlands of various flowers and presented them to Lord Krishna. Both Krishna and Balaram were very pleased with his sincere service, and Krishna offered the florist Sudama his salutation and benediction, which Krishna is always prepared to bestow upon the surrendered souls. So when the florist was offered benediction, Sudama begged from Lord Krishna that he might remain Krishna's eternal servant in devotional service, and by such service do good to all living creatures. By this it is clear that a devotee of Lord Krishna in Krishna consciousness should not be simply satisfied by his or her own advancement in devotional service. One must be willing to work for the welfare of all others. This example was followed by the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. It is therefore stated in their prayer, Lokanang Hitakarinau. Vaishnavas or devotees of Lord Krishna are not selfish. Whatever benefit they derive from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as benediction, the devotees want to distribute to all other persons. That is the greatest of all humanitarian activities. Thus, being satisfied with the florist Sudama, Lord Krishna not only gave him benediction for whatever he wanted, but over and above that, Krishna offered Sudama all material opulences, family prosperity, long duration of life, and whatever else his heart desired within the material world. Thus ends chapter 40, scene 5, Sudama the Flowerist. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.